Father, we return all glory unto you this day. We exhort you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are righteous, you are worthy, you are gracious, you are merciful, you are a loving God. We worship you, we honor you, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father, for your steadfast love, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your grace upon us. We bow before you, Lord. We magnify you. Lord, we worship you. You are God. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, Father. You are God. You are not a man. For your mercy, for your grace upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for provision, for protection. Lord, we honor you. We cannot but to bless you and to praise your name. We lay our crown before you and we honor your majesty. We declare your lordship. We thank you. And Father, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. Let your goodness be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of September, 2026. Today is the second day of the new month. I want you to thank the Lord for his blessing, for his grace upon you, for he has set in motion your process of help. Honor his name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day, over any rising of proud waters over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon my day. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I call forth favor over my day. I call forth blessings over my day in the name of Jesus. For the life of Christ is in me. I therefore declare nothing dies in my hand. Whatsoever that is in me, receive the life of Christ in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I live by favor. I live in favor. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. Favor in difficult situation. Favor in difficult places. I receive in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the benefit of God's help in the name of Jesus. Help in all situations. Sudden help that is beyond the knowledge of man. I enjoy today in the name of Jesus. I arise in the power of the Lord and I do exploit. For by his grace, I know that I have a God that is above every other God. Oh, today I receive the ministrations of angel. I receive the release of angelic activities on my behalf in the name of Jesus. Today I break into divine flow of God's favor, into the divine flow of God's goodness, into divine flow of God's help into my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, fear has no place in me. I stand in the word of the Lord. I stand in boldness. I call forth divine blessings, divine connection, opportunities, ideas, sponsors for my projects in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I speak to every door that has been closed against me. I command you to be open. Every closed door open in the name of Jesus. I speak breakthrough into my day. I speak breakthrough over every area where my life has been delayed, where my progress has been held down. In the name of Jesus, I break through. I break forth. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I silence every voice that is exalting itself against the knowledge of Christ. I silence you. I bring you down in the name of Jesus. Today, I assess connection in the name of Jesus. The favor of God grants me access to new levels, to new ground. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appointment of failure, every appointment of wickedness, every appointment of accident, every appointment of frustration. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Every demonic embargo over my life, you are lifted. Every demonic embargo over this day, you are lifted In the name of Jesus, I release the name of the Lord that is a strong tower upon me, upon my household. Oh, we claim the righteousness of Christ. We run unto him and we are saved. In the name of Jesus, today favor becomes my shield. The favor of the Lord covers me as a shield. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. You call my name, the mercy of the Lord answer. Everywhere my name is called, mentioned, the mercy of the Lord answers for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is the second day of the month of September. Like I told you, by the grace of God, this month is going to be our month of prayer. I'm going to continue to lay emphasis on this matter, that this month we are going to be praying. And our anchor scripture for the month of September is from the book of Psalm. Psalm 121 from verse 1 to the end. That's 8 verses. But for time's sake, we are going to take verse 1 and verse 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Beloved, I want you to shift your gaze from man and shift your gaze unto God. Look up unto God this day as you are stepping out on that project, on that proposal, on the connection that you have expected. Yes, you have tried, you have labored, you have exerted your own energy, you have done that which you are supposed to do, but yet is not yielding the desired result. I want you to turn to God and call for help. Listen, let me say this to you, and I will most likely say it every day. God is still in the business of giving help unto whosoever call upon him. Not just any help, supernatural one. Help that breaks any understanding of any man. Listen, the scripture says that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered into the hearts of men what the Lord has for those that diligently seek him. I want you to diligently seek the Lord this month of September and call upon him for help. Let the Lord know that if you don't help me, no one will help me. It is you, God, that will commission the hands of men to move on my behalf. It is not by my cry, not by pitying me, not by me shouting every day, but you, God, moving the hands of men that they will put their hands into action concerning my life. I want you to call upon the Lord and cry unto him, arise and help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let me say this to you as we begin to pray. The word of the Lord concerning your life will not fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. There is a reason for saying that. There are a lot of people that the word of the Lord has been given unto them, but they were not alive, or they did not see the fulfillment of the word. Not that the word of God did not possess the potency to fulfill itself, but that there is something in their life that has held them down, that has laid siege around them to take them away from the help that the Lord has prepared for them. And the enemy will make sure that they talk their help to death. I pray for you. Your help will not be talked to death. You receive help in difficult places, in difficult situation. At every level of your life, you enjoy the help of the Lord. I want you to pray. In the name of Jesus, my help will not fail. In the name of Jesus, my help will not fail. My help will not stop. My help will not be delayed. My help will not be hindered. In the name of Jesus, hindrances across the way of my helper is removed. In the name of Jesus, my help will not fail. My help will not stop. My help will not be in that. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. You know, this prayer point I want to pray, it was the Spirit of the Lord that laid it upon my heart, and he asked me to tell somebody in particular at that time, not knowing that the enemy is preparing an issue, an occasion to cause his help to be drawn back, to be drawn back. I want you to pray. My help will not stop. My helper will not back out. In the name of Jesus, my help will not stop. My helper will not back out. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray that my agent of help, you receive the right counsel concerning me. Listen, when David looked up unto God and he cried out and he said, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Don't you know that? That was a great prayer for him then. It's a great prayer for us now. Pray and talk to the Lord. My agent of help, my helper, you receive the right counsel concerning me. Maybe you don't know. Any help that is rendered most of the time goes through the counsel of two or more people sometimes. And by the time your matter is tabled on the table of men, in the hands of men, many a times that help is killed, is buried, because your agent of help did not receive the right counsel. You are going to pray, my agent of help, you receive the right counsel concerning me. In the name of Jesus, pray and tell the Lord, I stop every whisper of delay around my help, around my helper. Every whisper of delay concerning my help, I stop you today. Somebody wants to send something to you and they will just say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, they move it to another tomorrow. They continue to postpone it until that help dies. Call upon the Lord, dearly beloved, in the name of Jesus. Every whisper of hindrance, whisper of delay, whisper of time wasting concerning my help, you are canceled in the name of Jesus. I stop you today in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stop you today in the name of Jesus. I want you to go back to the old prayer that I called before. You are going to call upon the Lord. Turn every evil counsel to foolishness. Every evil counsel concerning my help in the ear of my helper, if they are evil counsel, Father, turn it to foolishness in the name of Jesus. My help will not be delayed. My help will not stop. In the name of Jesus, my help will not be delayed. It will not be stopped. In the name of Jesus, I break every siege, every veil, every blockade around my life between me and my helper. In the name of Jesus, every blockade, every hindrance, every veil that exists between me and my helper, you are canceled in the name of Jesus. Let me say this, in the coming days, by the grace of God, this particular prayer point, we are really going to dwell on it. The Lord will remove every veil of darkness that is covering you. A lot of us, we are right in the midst of help. You are planted right in the midst of a garden that is fruitful, but yet you are blocked. Nobody can see you. You are right. It seems as if you are in the middle of a desert, yet you are placed in the middle of a garden. Oh, I want you to pray. I break every siege, every veil, every blockade, every darkness around my life between me and my helper in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that today my steps are ordered into the path towards my help. Yes, my steps are ordered into the path that will lead to my help, into the path that leads towards my help in the name of Jesus. I want you to read Psalm 35 verse 2 as I round up today. Psalm 35 verse 2. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I love the way the scripture plays it in my language. Oluwa dia satia patamu kiusi dide funira lowo mi. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I want you to pray, arise Lord, remember me, send me help, send help unto me in the name of Jesus. I want you to take this prayer lastly before I pray for you. Lord, defeat the expectation of the wicked over my life. Defeat the expectation of the wicked over my life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. Your help will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. Your help will not be talked to death in the name of Jesus. Your help will not fall to the ground. Your help will not fail. The word of the Lord concerning you will not fail in the name of Jesus. Your helper received the right counsel in the name of Jesus. By the Spirit of the Lord, your feet is placed on the path to your helper in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. I want you to understand that his coming is for the saints. Prepare yourself for his coming. Give your life to Jesus. Come unto him. He is the one that can help you. Jesus is the only helper that is sure that can help you, that can give you eternal life, the life that you desire, that can give you that peace, that power. surpasses all understanding. Peace that you have never seen, that you can never see anywhere, is in Jesus. Give your life to Him. He will help you. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.